My guest at this time is Michigan Republican Congressman Dan Benischak. He represents the Great Lakes State's 1st Congressional District. He is a member of the House Veterans Affairs Committee, and he is a former VA surgeon. And he joins me now to talk about his experience with the system, as well as legislation that passed the House earlier in the week in terms of giving more leeway to the Veterans Affairs Secretary to get rid of incompetent professionals inside the department. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Greg. It's a pleasure.
Well, you certainly come at this from a different perspective than many of your colleagues. Not only have you studied the situation from your position on the Veterans Affairs Committee, but for many, many years, you were a surgeon in your local community. I know that because I used to live there myself. So you've seen this system up close, and we know that the Veterans Administration system has had issues for many years now. It's not just in the last few years, although it's clearly gotten worse in the last few years. What did you witness and experience in terms of the bureaucracy firsthand?
Having worked at the VA for 20 years as a doctor, I know what that bureaucracy is like. You know, it was very frustrating to me to try to get stuff done within the system. You know, one of the greatest examples is the fact that the director of the hospital would leave every 2 years. That happened for 20 years in a row. So a guy comes in for 6 months, he doesn't know where the bathroom is. The next year he's there. And then in the last 6 months, he's worried about his next job. You know, that's just a flaw in the management. There's no real leadership in the hospital because there's transition at the top. You know, that doesn't make any sense. Now, since I've been in Congress, they changed that. So that's been a real advantage for the people in Iron Mountain, because we've got a guy there now who's, you know, from the area. He's going to stay for a while. But, you know, when they incentivize people to move every 2 years, that's not good for a facility. You know, that's the type of changes that we need to inherent in the system. And the other problem that I found out working there and also from here is that nobody's really accountable. You know, I get sick and tired of these bureaucrats and undersecretaries coming before us to say, yeah, we know there's a problem and we're working on it, you know, and honestly, we're going to have a fix, you know, in a while. It's just pretty frustrating when veterans are dying. And, you know, nobody gets punished for it. You know, we've just passed this last week in the House a piece of legislation to make it easier to remove people that aren't doing their job. I mean, in the private sector, if you don't do your job, you get fired. In the VA, that doesn't happen. You know, we have a hard time finding out who's responsible for the mismanagement in different areas. You ask somebody, if they come before you in the committee, if there's a problem in the Pennsylvania VA, you ask the people from the Pennsylvania VA to come. The VA doesn't produce them. They produce, you know, somebody in the VA three or four levels above to try to, you know, not let the guy testify about how bad things are. So that's very frustrating to us. And frankly, you know, I'm excited about the fact that the national media has taken hold of this. You know, we've been holding these hearings and finding out these travesties to our veterans, you know, for the past few years. But at least now the press has latched onto this and, you know, done some investigations themselves and find out, hey, this is true. And putting some pressure on the administration to move things, you know, and make things happen. And, you know, finally the president is taking some responsibility for this, which is just about time, because we just can't have this mismanagement go on and on and on and have these weak excuses. You know, the time for excuses is over.
Before we move on, I just want to compare your experience in the VA, because I know you also worked with the local civilian hospital there, and obviously we know the civilian medical system isn't perfect, but how would you compare the efficiency of the one to the other?
There's no way that the VA is efficient as the private sector. I mean, the people that work there, the people that are providing the care, the nurses, the doctors, you know, people that provide the direct patient care, they're good people, and they're working hard, and they care for the veterans. The problem is they're just not managed right. The fact that, you know, they have the money to spend millions of dollars on new windows, but they don't have the thousands of dollars to hire another anesthetist. There's stuff like that that's so frustrating, and then people that are making decisions at the upper levels make it difficult for the people who are trying to provide the best care they can get it done.
All right, let's talk about the legislation you mentioned a moment ago. It passed on Wednesday, lopsided vote, 390-33. And the main thing the reports are taking away here is that it gives the Veterans Affairs Secretary, in this case General Shinseki, a lot more power to simply remove people he deems are incompetent or just not getting the job done at lower levels of the upper management in the VA. Two-part question here. First of all, why doesn't he already have that authority? And secondly, how exactly will this work?
He does have the authority. This just makes it easier for him. The problem is that so many people within the VA aren't judged on performance. And that's a culture that we have to change. It's a culture that should be in place already. I mean, if somebody doesn't do, for example, what the inspector general says needs to be fixed, who is that person? Why isn't the fact that they didn't reply to an inspector general report put on their promotion record? Why are they still getting bonuses if they don't comply with the Inspector General? Why are, you know, why are they getting advancement? Why isn't there punishment for not getting their job done? That's the kind of stuff that we need to put a stop to, and hopefully it really is the will of the administration to do that kind of work, and you know, we're prodding them to do more of it.
We're talking with Michigan Congressman Dan Benishek, a former VA surgeon, member of the House Veterans Affairs Committee. As I mentioned, sir, only 33 House members voted against this bill on Wednesday. One of them, though, was one of the Democratic leadership members, Steny Hoyer of Maryland. This is the report from Stars and Stripes, who wrote up on the bill that passed yesterday. It said, Congressman Steny Hoyer also opposed the legislation, saying it would break down an administrative wall designed to protect senior federal executives from being fired at will by presidential political appointees. His quote is, all of us are outraged at the allegations that have been made, but that's not what this legislation is about. This legislation is about a knee-jerk reaction to a very bad situation, painting with a very broad brush. What's your reaction to his assessment there?
Well, you know, it seems to me that there should be some house cleaning at the VA. If people aren't doing their jobs, why don't we replace them with people that will? This lack of management, this lack of scrutiny on the management team is disgusting. You know, this is an emergency. There, people are dying. This is life and death. This is not, you know, some department in agriculture that, you know, a rule doesn't get fixed or something. People are dying every day. We just had, circumstances where there's evidence that people were put on a waiting list in Arizona, and that 40 people may have died being on a waiting list waiting to be seen. How can that go on a systematic basis? Isn't anybody outraged? I'm outraged. I guess Mr. Hoyer is not outraged. You know, I'm more concerned about the veteran than I am the senior members of the staff, that's for sure.
One more quick question. Do you expect any more legislation to come forward?
This is just the beginning, to tell you the truth, Greg. I expect there's going to be lots more stuff. You know, I've got a bill myself that actually tries to identify individuals who don't respond to Inspector General reports. And actually identify that person, put on their performance report they haven't done their job, and also stop their bonuses and stop their opportunity for advancement if they don't do the job that the Inspector General wants them to do. Prodding the management to do the right thing is, you know, what we need to be doing here in the committee, and that's exactly what we're doing, and it remains a passion of mine. And it's bipartisan. It's not partisan. As you know, the vote was, like, we just say 390.
390 to 33.
Yeah, so that's a very small a component of people voted against it. So it's completely bipartisan that we fix this VA scandal up.
Congressman, we'll certainly follow up with you as you continue in your efforts. Thanks very much for being with us, and have a great Memorial Day.
All right, thanks, Greg.
Michigan Republican Congressman Dan Benishek represents his state's 1st Congressional District. He's a member of the House Veterans Affairs Committee, and he is a former VA surgeon and was in that role for some 20 years. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.